one of the iconic places in D.C. is Ben's Chili Bowl. And when we come to D.C., almost every time we come to D.C., we have to go by and pay tribute and homage to Ben's Chili Bowl.
Key word is pay. He makes you pay.
And here is the co-founder and owner, Mrs. Virginia Ali, and her son. I forgot your name.
Nizam.
Yeah, yeah. These are the people who run Ben's Chili Bowl. And all this, every celebrity that ever comes to town has to come, has to go by Ben's Chili Bowl.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How many years?
56 years
56.
Now.
56.
1958.
Wow.
58. And what and how did you get into business, Mrs. Ali?
My husband had come from Trinidad to Washington, D.C. He was here at Howard University's dental school.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. And had a serious accident, walked into an elevator, no floor. So he injured his back and wasn't able to complete the program. But he had to work his way through college. And in so doing, he worked in restaurants.
Wow.
Starting with mopping the floors in the kitchen and doing the dishes. And by the time he got to Washington, he was a maitre d' in one of the big places downtown. So since he could not finish dental school, and we'd met by this time and fell in love and needed to find a way to make a living, we thought, why not open a restaurant? It really was Ben's idea.
Hence the name Ben's Chili Bowl.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because if it had been yours, it would have been Virginia's
exactly.
Chili Bowl.
Yes.
And why chili? Why not steak or seafood?
It don't flow right.
Ben's
there.
Seafood?
Nah, don't.
Ben,
nah.
Ben's chicken?
Ben's gumbo?
Ben's gumbo? No. Ben's Chili Bowl. Why chili?
Well, you want to do something that he was familiar with, number one. And number two, chili and chili dogs were just a great match. And we had all these fabulous hamburger places here. There was a little tavern in White Tower. But there were no hot dog places there to speak of. So we decided that this would be the way to go. And secondly, now you've got to find the right spot.
And what's a half smoke?
Half smoke is a breakfast sausage that we turned into a sandwich. Put it in a nice steamed hot dog bun, with mustard, onions,
already.
And chili.
You can smell it right now.
So it's really funny. It's our regional food. So it's always voted D.C.'s signature dish because we don't really have a dish. So the half smoke's always voted our dish. So big half pork, half beef, smoked sausage.
I remember when we did the first inauguration for President Obama. And we went by the White House, and he said, "Tom Jordan, did you bring me a half smoke?" Remember that?
Oh yes,
that was incredible.
Yeah, has he been back? Because his wife is really riding him about eating right now.
That healthy living thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And one of the things that you're noted for is your dedication to one of your biggest fans, Bill Cosby. Mm-hmm. And is he still hanging?
Yes, absolutely.
He's still hanging.
Hanging there?
He's part of the family.
He is still part of the family.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of the nicest things you said, you know, it's not so much the people who come in there, but your greatest treasure, your boys.
Yes. We were blessed with three wonderful sons. This is my youngest son.
Uh-huh.
And all three... we sent all three of them away for school and all of that. This one actually
Ben's
is a lawyer.
Wow.
He's a lawyer, but he chose us to be with us. So all three of our sons are with us at the Chili Bowl and its growth. And two of my three daughter-in-laws full-time.
Nice.
And it's and the store is next door to the...
to Ben's next door.
Ben's next door.
Absolutely.
How long did y'all think about that?
Right. Not that long.
It's the Lincoln Theater, right?
Yeah, the Lincoln Theater's right there, too.
The Lincoln Theater's on one side and Ben's next door.
And now you've branched out. You're at the airport.
We are at the airport. We're growing. It's great. We got so much family, and it's, you know, you've given us so much love, and it's like it feels like we need to grow now. So we're about to open up on 8th Street in Northeast, 10th and 8th Street, probably in the next 30 days or so.
Player, does Ben's Chili ride well on an airplane?
When you eat Ben's Chili, be close. Just be close. Don't go roaming around the country, okay?
Well, congratulations. Thank you for coming by.
Oh, thanks so much.
All right.
The best chili in the world. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go. Come on. You can dance, UDC. Turn it up.